As you can see in the article linked up on Mark13News.com for January 20th, 2023, under the headline Lavrov calls for multipolar world order again, Russia's foreign minister also said it will take a long time to create a multipolar world order. So all the articles we see claiming the world is already in a multipolar world order are apparently trying to talk it into existence, and behind all this are the two warring factions of Kenites who, through the hidden dynasty of education, use primarily the electronic media to carry out the propaganda war of unipolar versus multipolar globalism. But as we know from Daniel 11:14, they shall fall, and that word translated as fall means in this case to fail, because there'll be no new world order, as it's called, until Satan and his fallen angel locust army get cast to earth at the woe of the fifth trumpet, which is when the he-goat of Daniel chapter 8 will become the leopard of Daniel chapter 7, which is symbolic of the Kenites and their four hidden dynasties providing the infrastructure of the one world system that will come into being at that time. And it's also at the woe of the fifth trumpet that the lion and the bear of Daniel chapter 7 will come into being, the lion being made up of the Christian nations, and the bear will be made up of the non-Christian nations that make up the Ezekiel 38 Confederacy, which is now formulating, as you can see from articles like Iran to sell hundreds of missiles to Russia, Turkey and Armenia, which are most likely Gomer and Tagorma, establish internet connectivity, and Iran and Turkey hold joint consular meeting, as you can see linked up on Mark13News.com this past week. And linked up for January 14th is an article where the External Affairs Minister of India calls the United Nations a frozen 1945 invented mechanism unable to articulate the wider concerns of its membership. The United Nations being, in my opinion, the great horn of the he-goat written of in Daniel chapter 8 verse 8 that must first be broken before the four notable ones, which are the four beasts of Daniel chapter 7, all rise up together at the same time as the one world political system of Revelation 13, having seven heads, which are symbolic of the seven continents of the planet Earth, and ten horns, which are symbolic of ten fallen angel kings, who are part of Daniel's exclusively supernatural fourth beast, and they'll reign as kings with Satan for the entire five-month-long hour of temptation. Satan won't appear as the Antichrist until the middle of the hour of temptation at the woe of the sixth trumpet after the deadly wound, and that's when it goes from being a one-world political system to a one-world religious system, beginning the final 2.5 months, or 70 evenings, which are what the 70 years in captivity to the Babylon of old were a type of.